Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
This is the audio log of Dr. Alana Maxwell on board the USS Hephaestus Station. I'm on day 4. Of electrical grid detail. Still trying to find the source of the power surges that have been affecting Hera's functionality. Of course, with these outdated electrical diagrams, it's coming down to a bit of trial and error. Emphasis on the error. Today's candidate for repair is Standard Lab 7. We should be somewhere. Aha. Let's see what we've got. Oh boy. Well, I'm not sure if I found the problem, but I found a problem. When is the last time anyone was even in here? Right. Let's see what's going on with these wires. God, it is way too early in the morning for this. Jacoby, could I get another cup of coffee down in Standard Lab 7? Jacoby. And the intercom is out. Because this is a day I'm having, and why wouldn't it be? Anyway, something did a serious number on this electrical panel. No wonder here has been losing power. This looks like... What the... What was that? Yeah. Definitely too early for this. In any case, I'm going to have to take this entire array apart before I can even begin to fix the problem. Right now, I can't even tell what's connected to what. Honestly, how these people survived for so long without a proper engineer, I am never going to...
Sorry, gang. Just got the emergency memo. Who died? Oh god, who actually died?
No one. Yet.
But Dr. Maxwell's in a situation.
What kind of situation?
We're still trying to figure out the specifics, but it appears Dr. Maxwell was doing some repairs to the electrical grid in Standard Lab 7.
Standard Lab 7? What the hell is Standard Lab 7?
Tech lab on the aft deck. Haven't really used it for much this mission.
Sensors show Dr. Maxwell going into SL7 at 0631. About 2 minutes later, there was a large electrical discharge, and then every system connected to the room went dead.
How big of a discharge? Enough to kill someone?
No, but barely. And all attempts to contact Dr. Maxwell have received no response. Best guess, she was rendered unconscious by the shock.
Okay, so let's go in and get Sleeping Beauty. What's the big emergency?
Remember the part where no systems are responding? That includes the door system.
Well, can we see about dismounting the hatch or something? It might take a couple of hours, but we should be able to... Oh god, there's more, isn't there?
Also offline is the room's ventilation system.
Oh.
Oh, god.
And that's bad?
SL-7 is directly above the reactor for the aft thruster. And a lot of the excess heat gets vented into that room.
Which means?
Which means that without the venting system, the temperature is rising by about a degree a minute. Which, given the atmosphere conditions and the relative humidity of...
Get to the point.
The heat will cook her alive. In an hour and a half, she will be dead.
Jacoby?
On it.
How long?
70 minutes to get all the gear in place and do it safely. 60 with another pair of hands.
Loveless, you're with Jacoby. Do whatever he tells you. Go.
Hold it. What are they going to be doing? Can you at least grace us lesser folk with an explanation?
Not that I need to do anything of the kind, Lieutenant. But Jacoby is going to use a very judicious application of explosives to remove the hatch that is keeping Dr. Maxwell trapped.
What?
I did not ask for opinions from the—
Absolutely not. Have you gone insane?
Wasn't there something about a thruster? Haven't we learned our lesson about bombs near engines?
It's not just that. Here, look. That's an O2 line. It runs through the hallway just outside SL-7, not 2 meters away from the hatch you're trying to blow up. You know what happens if you hit that?
I'm guessing not super happy fun times?
The words towering inferno come to mind.
So you either hit the thruster, which takes out our engines and we all die slowly, or you ignite our oxygen supply and we all die quickly.
Or? And given your track record, I understand why this possibility seems so alien to you. I just do my job right.
No offense, Jacoby, but no one is that good.
I am that good.
Right, because if explosives are known for anything, it's for their surgical precision.
I get it. It's dangerous. But it's the only way to get Maxwell out of there before her 90 minutes are up.
Well, maybe we don't have to get her out.
Minkowski, what are you thinking?
Look. Fire containment system's still online. We flood SL-7 with Hera's reserves of liquid nitrogen. That will crash the temperature in the room down to non-fatal levels, which will give us the time we need to open the door by more conventional means. She would be fine, and it would be much less risky for the rest of us. Hilbert, back me up here.
Yes, that would work.
Hold on. Liquid nitro's not exactly friendly. Wouldn't that harm Maxwell?
Hera can administer a release rate to avoid complications.
But the temperature differential could put her into shock.
Or cardiac arrest.
No, out of the question.
But...
Your plan might kill Maxwell!
And your plan might kill everyone! The liquid nitrogen would be fine. Hera can keep it within the acceptable range.
Yes. That sounds... reasonable.
So what? We're choosing between the flash freeze that might kill the person we're trying to save, or the big bomb that might turn us all into fire and brimstone? How are we supposed to make this call?
You're not. I already gave my orders. Jacoby, Loveless, stop wasting time and go set up.
Yes, sir.
Everyone else, you're dismissed. Stay out of the way.
But...
I said dismissed! Navigations officer.
So, are we gonna blow up? Because if we're gonna blow up, then I vote that we—
Shut up, Eiffel.
Okay, shutting up now. Also, where are we going? What are we doing? Commander?
We're going to the central ventilation chamber.
Why?
because that's the only place where we can manually deploy the liquid nitrogen reserves.
And we're doing that because...
Now that the Colonel has given his orders, Hera won't be able to do it by herself, right?
That's correct, Lieutenant.
Was there some part of that meeting that I didn't get? Because this is starting to give me a very 007 and License to Kill kind of feel.
Eiffel, please.
No, no, what is happening? Are we going rogue? Because if we're going rogue, then...
Eiffel, we have maybe 55 minutes until Jacoby's bomb blows us up, so we need to make this problem go away right the hell now. We don't have time for this, okay?
What about a rogue high five? Do we have time for a rogue five? I can't believe what I'm seeing. You're going against a direct order from a superior officer. You! It's like finding out Santa Claus does exist after all. Ooh, Colonel Kepler's gonna be so mad at you!
I couldn't care less what the Colonel thinks.
Whoa. That's a lot of buttons.
Hera, I know you can't actively go against orders, but I may need help remembering which console corresponds to which room.
Pulling up the schematics now.
So, I'm still a bit fuzzy on the details of this plan. What happens when we pull all the shiny levers?
The plan, as I told you, is to deploy liquid nitrogen into SL7 in less than 60 minutes so that we don't all die.
But wasn't there something about exact right amounts and how calibrating that was going to be difficult? Like, difficult for Hera difficult?
Well, it's a good thing we have a genius biologist on hand, isn't it? Doctor, I assume that you can help us regulate the deployment rate?
Adjusting system should not be a problem. Minkowski, I assume the thought has crossed your mind.
Of course it has.
Wait, what?
And?
I don't know.
What thought?
Guys, really not the time to send me off to the kiddie table. What thought?
There might be... There is an opportunity here.
Opportunity for what?
Strategic advantage. Liquid nitrogen is very complicated solution. Very difficult to get right. Very easy to tip over into a lethal dose.
You're not saying what I think you're saying.
Would be impossible to prove that it was intentional. Even I could make mistake. Plenty of plausible deniability.
Commander, Kepler would kill you.
Maybe. But if we were completely expendable, he would have killed us the day he arrived. And there is precedent for independent action to prevent damage to the station. We might get away with it.
What? Commander, you know how tingly I get every time you break out your Sarah Connor game, but are you listening to yourself? This is murder!
Well, what do you want me to do? Play it safe. Wait for the right moment. That's what we all agreed to do when Kepler first showed up, remember? How did you think this was going to end?
You think I want to do this? But it's a chance to make our lives one-third less dangerous. We have to consider it.
Okay. I'm considering it. And, oh, look! Now that I've considered it for 2 seconds, I can tell you that this is a terrible idea.
I agree. This is wrong.
And I think we must not waste this opportunity simply because some of us find it unsavory.
I'm shocked. Shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
Everybody, calm down. I haven't made any decisions. For now, I just need to figure out how to deploy the nitrogen. Once we do that, then I'll decide what to do.
Or we can take a vote. You know, like the last time we didn't murder anyone. Remember that?
Yeah, if I learned to live with that, I think you're going to be more than capable of dropping this.
Watch it, both of you. This isn't up for discussion.
Do you even know who you sound like right now?
Because it sure as hell isn't Commander Minkowski. I rescind my Rogue Five.
Oh yeah, and you're one to talk. You've never hurt anyone, right? Never done anything wrong? You can take back whatever you want, Eiffel, but you are not in a position to judge me right now.
Commander, I'm sorry, but I don't think...
You made it pretty clear what you think, Eiffel. Doctor, help me finish setting up.
Pliers. The wrench.
So, how long have you been doing this kind of stuff?
Long enough.
Maxwell always getting herself into scrapes.
Not really. First time.
Jacoby, are you good to do this?
Watch and learn.
No, that's not what I meant. Though, I'll believe it when I see it. Are you good to do this? Friend in danger? Lots of pressure, and for the first time since you've stepped on board, the room you're in is relatively quiet. You're not concerned that your judgment might be impaired at all?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm only saying that if it was, it would be...
If I were the one in trouble, she would be exactly as smart as she needed to be to get me out. So I'm gonna do the same for her. What?
Nothing.
Copper.
But you do realize that to do this, you might need to be impossibly smart. Emphasis on the impossibly.
If that's what it takes, then that's what I do.
But
Jacoby, sit rep.
We're on schedule, sir. Shouldn't be more than another 14 minutes.
Good. Keep at it.
Colonel?
Yes, Hera?
There's something that I need to bring to your attention, sir.
So we hit these two to arm the system.
Correct. Then the third switch to deploy. But I will need another 5 minutes to adjust the mix for a non-lethal dose. Or we could deploy now if you wanted to.
But we don't want to, and it's a good thing too, because that would be wrong.
Right, Commander?
Quiet, Eiffel. I need to... No one say anything. Let me do the talking. Minkowski here.
Lieutenant! I don't remember giving you the clearance to do anything in the central ventilation chamber. Care to explain what is happening?
How did the Colonel know where we were? Hera?
You'll thank me one day. I promise.
We'll see about that. I'm doing what I have to. What is best for everyone on this ship.
Really? Because to me, this just looks like rank insubordination. You should know better, Lieutenant.
What can I say? Guess I'm not very smart.
Well, then I'll make it real simple for you. If you do anything to interfere with this rescue op, I will hold you personally responsible.
Sir, please, this is all just
my patience with mutineers is non-existent, Officer Eiffel. Keep that in mind while you decide how to finish that thought.
Don't. He's just following orders. I'm the one you want, and I'm not letting you go through with this insanity.
You're making a big mistake.
Well, come and stop me. Oh, wait, it's going to take you 10 minutes to get down here from the bridge. 10 minutes that you don't have. Too bad. Stand by for nitrogen deployment.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
Did that sound kinda ominous to anyone else?
Hilbert, get the mix ready. Right the hell now.
Lieutenant, Colonel Kepler
Kira,
just-
I have nothing to say to you right-
Oh, get over yourself. Listen. Colonel Kepler just ordered Jacoby to arm the device. They're detonating right now.
What? Okay, that's definitely bad. We're definitely in the land-
Eiffel, shut up. Kepler, what the hell do you think you're doing?
Ending this nonsense.
Don't try to play this game. I was right there, remember? Jacoby still needs another 7 minutes.
Actually, he needs 7 more minutes to do calibrations. But the device is in place. We've cleared the area. The system's armed. We're ready to do this.
Are you insane? Now you're really going to blow us up.
Maybe. Maybe it all turns out fine. If only there weren't this rogue agent forcing my hand. Maybe then I wouldn't have to take such an unnecessary risk.
You honestly think I'm going to let you-
Jacoby, set a timer. 90 seconds.
Done.
Lieutenant, stand by for detonation.
What the hell is happening? Is Kepler actually about to blow up the station?
Of course not, Eiffel. Foolish risk. This is test.
He wants to know if we're bluffing.
Oh, how sad. That's our bluff totally and completely called. And now it's time to fold and get off the crazy train. Commander?
60 seconds, Lieutenant.
He is giving you no choice. We have to deploy. Right now.
No. Don't listen to
Doctor. Arm the system, Doctor.
You heard him just now. He will kill you. You have to let Jacoby do this. He's probably that good.
And what if he's not?
Then we all go together. We finally do something as a crew.
30 seconds.
Minkowski.
Kepler, stop!
Jacoby, hold the counter.
We're standing down. We'll do it your way. Hilbert, shut it down.
Excellent choice, Lieutenant. Excellent choice. Jacoby, run final checks, then detonate.
Thank you, Commander.
Don't thank me yet. I may have just killed us all.
Yeah, I'm still gonna thank you.
She'll be fine. She didn't get a concussion or any long-lasting heat damage. Hilbert says it'll be a couple of days, but she should make a full recovery.
So, Jacoby really did it, huh?
It was very precise. Exactly enough force to bust through the door, but not enough to hit anything else. All the calculations were perfect.
I don't know if I find that
comforting or terrifying.
Hey, Doc, she's waking up. Whoa there. Easy, easy. You're gonna be okay.
What happened?
Dr. Maxwell, I recommend you keep the oxygen mask on for the time being.
I'm fine. What happened?
Well, the long and short of it is that you got yourself into a life or death situation, and thanks to me, it became just a life situation.
Oh. Ha ha.
You cut the wrong wire.
I never cut the wrong wire.
Well, you did this time. Face it. I'm your savior. But it's okay. We'll wait until you're better before the groveling at my feet begins.
Fat chance. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I have to admit, this is an elegant solution. Isolated, no essential crew functions, and the view's a nice touch. Don't you think so, Captain?
Yes, Colonel.
Yeah. Observation deck. As far as Briggs go, Minkowski, I think this was an inspired choice.
Whatever you say.
Lieutenant, I think I owe you an apology. You stood up for what you thought was right. You analyzed the situation, and you concluded that I was taking an unacceptable risk with the crew, the ship, and the mission. And you acted accordingly. I can respect that. And that respect, it's the only reason why I'm letting you get off so easy. I want you to appreciate that this is the last friendly warning you'll get from me. If you ever disobey my orders again, we'll be settling matters in a somewhat less civil fashion. Are we clear? I said, are we clear? All right, then. Mull it over. Master at Arms, I trust that you'll see that our friend here is well taken care of. 3 weeks. Solitary.
Aye, aye, sir.
Enjoy your time off, Lieutenant.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Emma Shcherko and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Shcherko. The role of Hira was played by Michaela Swee. The role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. And the role of Maxwell was played by Michelle Agresti. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to give the Hephaestus crew a rogue high five? Do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras. Or follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at wolf359radio for news and more.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The buyer awaits your decision, poised as one both ready for a fight and assured of its outcome. I'll have that relic now.
That cool pretty boy have more healing. We gonna need it.
You guys might. One of you dies and I'm running for it. So don't.
We'll have to use every advantage, and we've not many left.
So, I'm confused. What am I supposed to say to him?
Marcus, it's a role-playing game.
Right.
So, you're this holy guy, Benedict.
Right.
And he's just joined this adventuring party.
Right. Why?
Because we needed someone to heal us and not ask questions.
Dom!
What?
Any reason you want, Marcus. That's the great thing about this game. You can be anyone you want. Do anything you want, for any reason, so long as it's true to your character.
Cool. I totally got this.
Wait, but...
This artifact belongs to my church, and as such, I cannot part with it for any price. What did I say?
Kill them all!
The Ordinary Epic, a podcast series about the extraordinary, the ordinary, and something in between. Listen now at theordinaryepic.com or on your favorite podcast app.